Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchoring oceans that toss me away.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. In the Bible, living waters refers to fresh, flowing water that is a symbol of God's life-giving presence and the Holy Spirit. This phrase is found in several places in the Bible. Jesus himself talked about giving us the living waters in the Bible. When we choose to follow Jesus, we open ourselves up to the flow of these living waters from within us, bringing us a sense of peace, joy, and fulfillment. Join us today as we look at the topic, Living Waters. Our Bible text is from John chapter 7 verse 37 to 38.
John chapter 7 verse 37 to 38. On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink." Verse 38. "Whoever believes in me, as scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them."
Are you feeling thirsty? Do you need something that will satisfy your thirst? God gives us living water that gives unending and everlasting satisfaction to our thirst. From our Bible text today, Jesus was talking about the living water to the people in the synagogue on the last day of the Feast of Tabernacle. The Feast of Tabernacles is a time of spiritual purification for a man and a woman, to reconcile with God. On the last day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them." John chapter 7 verses 37 to 38. Jesus is our fountain of living water. He wants to refresh our spirit from the distress of life. He said, "Whoever believes in him, as scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within him." When we give our lives to Christ, we can be sure of safety from the distress of the world. The Spirit of God living in us will satisfy our thirst through the flow of waters that comes from above. In this verse, Jesus speaks of the living waters that flow from within us. These waters represent the life-giving Spirit of God that dwells within us as believers. When we choose to follow Jesus, we open ourselves up to the flow of these living waters within us, bringing us a sense of peace, joy, and fulfillment. Do you need the living water today? You can find it by giving your life to Christ Jesus. The following story of Sarah will give you encouragement on finding the living water. Sarah had always been a devout Christian, but she had been going through a difficult time in her life. She had lost her job, her marriage was falling apart, and she was struggling with depression. She felt like she was in a desert, with no hope or direction. One day, while flipping through channels on her TV, she came across a sermon by a well-known pastor. He was speaking about the living waters that flow from within us, and how they can bring refreshment and hope in the midst of difficult times. Sarah felt a spark of hope within her. She decided to reach out to her pastor at her church and talk to him about what she had heard. He encouraged her to open herself up to the flow of the living waters, and to allow the Spirit of God to guide her through her struggles. Over the next few weeks, Sarah made a point to spend time in prayer and meditation, focusing on the presence of the Holy Spirit within her. She started to feel a sense of peace and direction that she hadn't felt in a long time. She also started to see small improvements in her job search and her relationship with her husband. At that point, Sarah realized that the living waters had been there all along, she just needed to open herself up to them. She felt grateful for the reminder that God's presence and guidance is always available to her, even in the darkest of times. As Sarah continues to allow the living waters to flow in her life, she has come to know the true meaning of the verse from John chapter 7 verses 37 to 38, on the last and greatest day of the festival. Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as scripture has said, Rivers of living water will flow from within them. This true life story shows us how the living waters are always available to us, we just need to open ourselves up to them. It is a reminder that in our darkest times, God's presence and guidance is always there, we just have to seek it. Ask yourself this question: how am I allowing the living waters to flow in my life? You need to open up your heart to allow the flow of the living water in your life. By reading the Word of God, praying and receiving the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you can achieve this. As you go today, take a moment to quiet your mind and focus on the presence of the Holy Spirit within you. Ask God to open the flow of living waters within you, allowing them to bring refreshment to your soul. As you go through your day, take notice of how the living waters are impacting your thoughts, emotions, and actions. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the reminder that the living waters of your Spirit flow within us. We confess that at times we forget to open ourselves up to the flow of your Spirit in our lives, and we become dry and thirsty. We ask for your forgiveness and for the guidance to seek the living waters in our daily lives. We pray for the courage to open ourselves up to your presence and guidance, and for the wisdom to recognize your flow within us. We pray for those who are currently going through difficult times, that they may find the hope and refreshment they need in the living waters of your Spirit. We give you all the honor and glory in our lives. Today, guide us and give us peace that passes all understanding as we go. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Exodus chapter 16, chapter 17 and chapter 18. And for the evening, Matthew chapter 19 verse 16 to 30. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.